Praise God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Welcome all to the house of the Lord. Welcome to the house of God. And welcome all of you joining us right now on the World Wide Webs. My name is Pastor Teddy Santos from Baltimore Christian Faith Center in Randallstown, Maryland. And we bless the name of the Lord for another beautiful day that He has created just for us. Amen?
Amen.
For us to enjoy, for us to be fruitful, for us to be successful, and everything else in between. Amen?
Amen.
The Lord did not wake you up this morning for you to be defeated. He woke you up this morning for you to be victorious, for you to win. Amen? This is why you are alive. Amen. You are alive to serve Him with all of your heart. You are alive today to win over every single circumstances, over the powers of the darkness. You are alive today to be a blessing in the life of somebody else. And I'm going to go as far as saying it starts with you. Be blessed in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. We're starting with getting a little bit of a late start here today, so I do want to get into the word of the Lord immediately. Is that okay? Let's pray. Lord, we bless your holy name this morning. Lord, we love you and we worship you. We thank you, Lord, for your presence here in your house. We thank you, Lord, that your presence is felt through this live stream. We thank you, Lord, so very much for doing all that you do for us. Thank you, Lord, for the power that we have in the name of Jesus. And in the name of Jesus, right now, Lord, I pray that as your word goes forth, may it do, Lord, what it's intended to do. Holy Spirit, I pray that you would minister right now to everyone watching right now, to everyone listening at this very moment, to everyone, Lord, here this morning. Do all the ministering, Lord, today. Blessed be your holy name forever. In Jesus' name, amen. Please turn with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 10. 1 Corinthians 10. Amen. And the verse is 19. We're going to start reading verse 19. We're there? All right. Let's read. We're going to read a few verses here. Starting in verse 19. What am I saying then? That an idol is anything, or what is offered to idols is anything? Rather, that the things which the Gentiles sacrifice, they sacrifice to demons and not to God. And I do not want you to have fellowship with demons. You cannot drink the cup of the Lord and the cup of demons. You cannot partake of the Lord's table and of the table of demons. Can I hear a couple of amens?
Amen.
Amen. The title for this morning's message, it's going to be a brief message. I'm going to go straight to the point here today. I'm not going to drag it out. Is be separated. Amen.
Amen.
Why is the message today be separated? Well, because we need to be separated. Of course, we have to be. Do you know what today is? Today's Halloween. Today's Halloween. And I went to the Lord and I said, Lord, you know, can I preach a slightly different message today? And that, is that okay? Just preach a slightly different message? You know, I am very saddened to say right now that there are a lot of Christian people, or people who consider themselves Christians, people who call themselves, you know, Christians, who identify themselves, you know, as being, let's just say, God-fearing people, Christians, who participate in events like today, which is Halloween. Again, I'm going to say, it saddens me. It saddens me because there is nothing productive. There's nothing positive of participating in something that celebrates demonic activity. And everyone hides behind the camaraderie, the fellowship, the, you know, being with the kids. Oh, it's for the kids. That is actually the very worst thing that can happen, is dragging children to something that is highly demonic. But nonetheless, the children have fun and they dress up and doing all this candy thing and all these, you know, all these treats and gifts exchange, and it's all fun and games. It's pure. Well, is it really? Did I just hear pure evil? I like it. I'll go ahead and take that from you, if you don't mind. I'll give it back after service. It's pure evil. Thank you, sister. It's pure evil. Notice what the Lord right now is saying to the church. You cannot drink the cup of the Lord and the cup of demons. It does not get any plain or plainer than that. You cannot partake of the Lord's table and partake of the table of demons. Be ye separated. What is to be holy? What is the definition of holy, of holiness in the Bible? To be set apart. And we are a holy people. You see, when we are out enjoying ourselves, and it even hurts me to even say this, enjoying ourselves with our children. Man, that hurts. But anyways, when we are enjoying ourselves in things that grieve the Holy Spirit, that have an origin of demons, of demonic things, ultimately you are partaking yourself in pagan worship. No way. How can it even be? I'm not worshiping anything. Well, are you really? Or are you not? I should say, right? Really? Think about it for just a moment. When you worship something, you delight on that something. Yes. Believe me when I say this. Idolatry right now is finding delight in things other than God. Basically, you are idolizing something. You don't idolize something that you don't like, do you?
That's right. Amen.
It is impossible for you to idolize something that doesn't bring you pleasure.
Amen.
Right?
Right.
You idolize, name a couple things that people idolize. What are, people idolize cars or a motorcycle, some, you know, mechanics. They wash their car like every day. You know, I used to do that once upon a time in my early 20s. I had a 1989 Cadillac Coupe de Ville, a two-door Cadillac. It was red on the outside with gold stripe going across it with a red leather interior. Red on red. And it had those Cadillac wheels on it with the white spoke, you know, tires with the white wall. And it was like gold and chrome. Man, that was a pretty car. It had a relatively low miles. It had transmission problems. I put a transmission on it. Had to do it again for the second time, and I got rid of that thing. But I used to wash that car every single day. And you know how boys are, right? especially the younger boys, if they go a day without taking a shower, who cares, right? It's no big deal. Boys are going to be boys, right? That car was cleaner than me once upon a time. You know, if I forgot or I didn't care to take a shower that day, well, my car was clean, and that's what mattered. I'm not that way anymore. All right? Let's make that perfectly clear. I answered to somebody. I have to share, you know, a bed with somebody else. And I like to be respectful, all right? And I also, you know, I'm much cleaner now, too. Anyway, let's continue, all right? Anyhow, I idolized that car. I loved that car. I loved it. And I paid more attention to that car than I did in other areas of my life. You see, I'm not going to say that I kneel down and pray to that car and I put, you know, little food baskets in front of it. You don't have to do all of that to idolize something. I enjoy doing that. You know, at the time, I didn't have any regrets. And technically, I don't have any regrets right now. It's just what I did once upon a time. I'm using that as an example, right? Equally, when we go out and we are enjoying ourselves in something that is highly demonic, you might as well say pagan worship. Because that's exactly what you are doing at that time. At the highest evil, I'm just going to put level right over there. Amen? You see, right now, it is very much true. Understand one thing. One can say right now, Pastor, right now you're just being radical. Right now you're just being extra. All these things, you're just taking it to the next level. And you know, there are certain people, once upon a time, who used to say that quite often. They used to say, these idols that we worship right now, it's no big deal. They're just carved images. They're just there. They never hurt anybody. Well, listen to what the Word of God has to say here. Let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 8. We're in chapter 10 right now. Just turn a page, a couple of pages, to chapter 8, verse 4. You go ahead and put it up. 1 Corinthians 8:4 says, therefore, concerning the eating of things offered to idols, we know that an idol is nothing in the world, and that there is no other God but one, which is the Lord God that we serve. He is the only God. He is the only God that is alive. Everybody else that people idolize has died. They're in the grave. Amen? Let's move on right now to Psalms 115. I'm just going to go straight to the verse here. I would like to read Psalms 115, verse 4 through 7 right now. Psalms 115, 4 through 7. I'll take that. Their idols are silver and gold, the work of man's hands. They have mouths, but do not speak. They have eyes, but they do not see. They have ears, but they do not hear. Nose they have, but they do not smell. They have hands, but they do not handle. Feet they have, but they do not walk. Nor do they mutter through their throat. Amen? All these things. You know what, right now with the Word of God, the Word of God is saying so many things right now, but this is what I want to emphasize right now. These idols that's made right now, they're harmless. Look, they have feet, but they don't walk. They don't speak. They don't see. They don't hear. They can't touch. They can't grab anything. They don't move. It is innocent. Why should it bother you? Why should it bother you, Pastor? Why should it bother you, Christians? You know? Of course, no, there is a meaning behind that. Yes, we know the meaning. But right now, I'm speaking to an audience. I'm speaking to a set of people who do not see that Celebrating Halloween is not innocent, but there is a demonic force behind the purpose and the meaning of all of that. You know, you have, similar to how you have this statue who doesn't hurt anybody, but it's just there, but the meaning behind it is very evil and is a form of pagan worship. The same thing we can say, the exact same thing we can say, probably even worse, about celebrating a demonic holiday. The last thing you want to do is drag your children into all this nonsense. You're supposed to love your children. The ultimate reality behind all of this is a demonic pagan religion, pagan worship. Pagan sacrifices back then were offered to demons and not to God. And when you delight yourself in something that demonic, ultimately, you are partaking in pagan worship and not of the Lord. Amen? I just want to say right now that there can never, ever be a union between Christ and Belial. Ever. Ever, 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 ever. If you are in the light, it is impossible for you to be in the darkness. And it is not possible for you to be in darkness, living in darkness, and still walk in the light. Both applies. There is no possible way that you can partake of certain things out there, certain elements, certain activities, certain situations, to place yourself in certain situations and still be in fellowship with the Holy Spirit, with God. 2 Corinthians chapter 6. Let me have 2 Corinthians 6, please, verse 15. It says this, "And what accord has Christ with Belial? Or what part has a believer with an unbeliever?" What part? And the answer to that question is zero, none, nothing. We have no part in what is happening in the world right now, because the world doesn't know God. They do not know the Lord. I'm going to say that if they knew God, they wouldn't do all of the things that they find themselves enjoying, find reasons to enjoy, come up with excuses to why they innocently partake of something that is harmless, so to speak. So, you are the temple of God. If you have given your life to Jesus, if you love the Lord, if you worship Him with all your heart, you have become the temple of God, and you should shun from all things that are evil. All things. You should abstain, you should stay away, you should ultimately avoid any sort of thing that has anything to do with demonic activities, with carousing, you know, with all things that grieve the Holy Spirit. I want to read a set of verses here found in 2 Corinthians. I'd like for you to follow me. 2 Corinthians chapter 6. I want to read about four or five verses here, starting in verse 14. Turn with me, please, to 2 Corinthians 6. We're going to start reading in verse 14, and we're going to take it all the way to verse 18. Okay, I'll have that. 2 Corinthians 6, starting in 14, says, "Do not be unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship has righteousness with lawlessness? And what communion has light with darkness?" And then we read this verse just a minute ago. And what accord has Christ with Belial? Or what part has a believer with an unbeliever? And what agreement has the temple of God with idols? for you are the temple of the living God. As God has said, I will dwell in them and walk among them. I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Therefore, come out from among them and be separate, says the Lord. Do not touch what is unclean, and I will receive you. I will be a father to you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, says the Lord Almighty. Amen. Amen. It does not get any clearer than that. Amen. Don't touch it. Don't have anything to do with it. Don't have any sort of association, affiliation, nothing. Shun. Be ye separated, says the Lord. Separate yourself, remove yourself from these worldly activities so the Lord will accept you. Because you are a daughter of the Lord. You are a son of the Lord. You belong to Him. He is your God. To Him alone you should give your allegiance, your love, your devotion. To Him alone you should delight in. Delight in the Lord always. Amen? Rejoice in the Lord always. And I repeat myself, rejoice. Right? Rejoice in God. We cannot partake of the elements that are purely demonic. Amen? You see, being participants with demonic things is unthinkable. It is something that is unthinkable to those who partake of Christ. If you are part of the body of Christ, you cannot contaminate yourself with things that are demonic, with things that celebrate the dead, witches, and magic, and skulls, and skeletons, and all these things that you see that ultimately is part of witchcraft. Thank you, Brother Donald. I appreciate it. We cannot participate in witchcraft. Amen? Amen. I want you to put up a verse for me, please. And I usually like to end a sermon on a very positive note. But right now, I want to end this sermon right here with 1 Corinthians chapter 10. We took it all the way to verse 21. I would like for you to put verse 22, please. Just that verse 22. 1 Corinthians 10. It was part of my opening verse. We read 19 through 21. I want to read verse 22 right now. You could put it up. Or do we provoke the Lord to jealousy? Are we stronger than He? Are we stronger than the Lord? Absolutely not. We are not stronger than the Lord. And the Lord is a jealous God. Very jealous indeed. The Lord is jealous over us, and rightfully so. Do you have any idea the price that He paid for our salvation? Do you know what it cost Him so we can have fellowship with Him, so we could be close to Him, so we can have eternal salvation? Of course God is going to be jealous for you. If He wouldn't be jealous for you, He wouldn't care for you, would He? You wouldn't be worth anything if He wasn't jealous over you. And now, the Word of God is saying, are we going to provoke the Lord in jealousy because we partake of demonic things? By all means, brothers and sisters, this is a message for all of us here who think it's okay for us to partake in such demonic activities called Halloween. There is nothing that pleases God concerning that. No matter how you're going to slice it, no matter how you dice it, I don't care if it's about the kids or not. Please don't drag your kids towards anything that demonic. If you love your kids, I know I love my children. I love them dearly. And I would never want to bring any sort of harm, including spiritual harm, including spiritual curses over them, over something that is so evil. There is power in the blood of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. And the name of Jesus casts down all demonic activities in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. There is power in the name of Jesus and the blood of Jesus. Live by that power. Exercise that power in Jesus' name. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Let's pray. Lord, we love you and we worship you. And Lord, you are everything to us, Lord. We belong to you and you are ours, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for our inheritance in you. I thank you, Lord, for the salvation that we have through your Son, Jesus Christ. I thank you, Lord, that we can approach you through Jesus, Jesus Christ himself. And Lord, we separate ourselves, Lord, from the world. We separate, Lord, ourselves from demonic activities. And right now, we call upon the name of Jesus. We call upon the blood of Jesus to wash away every impurity. To, Lord, right now, to fight right now for the cause. I pray, Lord, I lift up to you, Lord, right now, our children, our kids. I lift up to you, Lord, right now, what you have blessed us with, the fruit of the womb, our inheritance, Lord. We cover them with the blood of Jesus today. And I pray, Lord, that your word will go forth and slice through, Lord, every single demonic activity. And we extend, Lord, right now, the blood of Jesus over our loved ones. And equally, Lord, those who need to be saved, those who need to convert their hearts over to you, Lord, those that need to know you on a personal level, I pray, Lord, that the fear of God will come upon them and they will humble themselves before the mighty hand of God. I thank you, Lord, for your word today. I thank you, Lord, for the victory in Christ Jesus. And we bless your holy name. Thank you, Lord, so very much. Lord, we love you. And it's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. Let's continue to worship God with our tithes and offerings, please. Please stretch your hands towards the offering, please. Father, we thank you, we praise you, and we honor you today, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for being able to give back to you part of what you've given unto us. We thank you, Lord, for the tithe. We thank you, Lord, for that you will open the windows of heaven, pour us out a blessing that we shouldn't have room enough to receive it. And we thank you, Lord, for the offerings, Lord. We thank you, good measure pressed down, shaken together, and running over shall people, men, give into our bosom. And we thank you and we praise you. And we thank you, Lord, that you will multiply the seed sown 30, 60, and 100-fold return. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise the Lord.